Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The House and Senate have reached a deal on a massive overhaul of product safety rules. This is going to affect a lot of the things that you buy and that you own, everything from high chairs to all-terrain vehicles. The rules also impose stiffer penalties for safety violations. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. Amy, it's been a year since the so-called summer of recalls, dog food and toothpaste, a lot of other things as well. Is all this a response to that?
It is, yes. The House passed a bill to reform product safety last December. Then the Senate passed its own version in March of this year after all those recalls you mentioned. And it's basically taken this long for a committee to hammer out the differences between the two bills and reach an agreement. And that finally happened yesterday.
Give us the highlights.
Well, one of the biggest reforms is that children's products, from toys to high chairs and strollers, will now have to be tested for safety before they go to market. Believe it or not, this was not the case before. The bill also imposes tougher standards on lead in toys and jewelry. It would create a searchable database for consumers to research safety complaints. And the bill increases funding for the Consumer Product Safety Commission so that the commission has a better chance of actually enforcing these new standards. Overall, consumer advocates seem pretty pleased with the agreement. Here's what Rachel Weintraub had to say. She's director of product safety at the Consumer Federation of America.
Ultimately, we are incredibly happy with the result. The resulting conference report definitely represents the most robust reforms to the Consumer Product Safety Commission since the agency was created in the 1970s.
One thing consumer advocates didn't get was a full ban on chemicals called phthalates in children's products, but they did get most of what they wanted.
How have businesses responded to this?
One toy industry representative I talked to was also pretty happy with this agreement. The industry's really been pushing for a uniform national standard like this rather than a bunch of conflicting state regulations. And he pointed out that many manufacturers, have already been doing additional testing on their own. But I did talk to another industry consultant who worries that there's still a little room for states to impose stricter laws than the federal law.
So what is happening with this now? When will it all take effect?
Well, now the full House and Senate will need to vote on the final bill. And of course, President Bush will have to sign it before it becomes law. But this deal yesterday was a major hurdle, and advocates are hoping Congress will finish the job quickly, maybe even this week.
Thanks, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.